This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Red Wings are playing tonight. Play the Montreal Canadiens, John.
Yeah.
Season on the brink. Stop me if you've heard this before. They have to win tonight.
Head to head for the team that holds that final wild card spot, the Montreal Canadiens at 85 points. The Detroit Red Wings currently at 79. It's a must-win game.
The question, are you already checked out or are you holding out hope? This is an uphill climb if they win.
Sure.
It's all but impossible if they lose. If they lose, they'd be 8 points back with 5 games to go. If they lose, they'd have to win out and have Montreal lose out.
I think this is a game where you're going to be watching with one eye open. And it's because everybody right now, even if you're on the fence, I know a lot of people are probably checked out thinking, hey, the Wings are doing it again. It's something that they've done the last couple of years. They can't overcome the march that they had. And you're going to be watching this game. And if they win, then you start kind of peeking out and you see, is it possible? And yes, mathematically, it is possible. It's very unlikely that they are going to the postseason. But you got to hold out all hope. If they win tonight, I'm still holding out hope, even though I know it's a long shot. They lose tonight, I'm out.
They'll be out, so they'll be right there with you.
Right.
Yeah.
Mathematically not out, but yeah. In for all intents and purposes.
I think there's a lot of people listening right now that are already checked out. And I'm not judging you. They haven't played good hockey. Back-to-back-to-back collapses in the month of March. Even if they win, they still need a little bit of help. They need Montreal to lose another regulation game along the way, and they have to... This is be another 7-game win streak, which they're capable of, but if you're checked out, you're checked out. To me...
Third 7-game win streak of the year.
They would need it.
They've done it before.
Yeah. To me, I'm a sucker. I'm holding out a little hope. What right. other choice do I have? The alternative is rooting for draft position and hockey players that are 3 years away at best. Sure. Win tonight. Put yourself in the conversation. Apply a little pressure. Talbot turned into a brick wall in front of our eyes. He's been very good the last 4 appearances. They're going to need him to be very good tonight.
At Montreal.
Yeah.
Which is the one we're talking about for tonight. It's a must win. At Florida. Now, they just beat Florida at home.
And they're reeling. They're not healthy.
At Tampa. So the road is not easy.
No.
But it could be very dramatic and very fun right to the very end. And most likely, if your heart's not been crushed already, it will be beating and they will rip it out and stomp on it right in front of you.
The most Red Wing thing to do is to win tonight.
Yeah.
We don't get the sweet release of the season ending tonight. They win just to dangle the carrot and get you a little more excited for the final few games of the regular season here, where they will inevitably fall just short because this run is happening for the second year in a row, too little, too late. Ticket text 248-539-9797. I've been completely checked out for 2 months now. I actually hope they don't make the playoffs because it'd be a huge waste of everybody's time. I don't think it'd be a waste of Mo Sider's time or Lucas Raymond's time. I don't think it'd be a waste of time for hockey fans who have not seen a playoff game at LCA. Think about that. The Pistons have played multiple playoff games at LCA, but that building was designed for hockey, and it's not yet hosted a playoff hockey game.
Mm-hmm. And we're still looking at the possibility of it being Toronto, right? Or that would that not apply? No, you play Washington, right?
Because they're the number one overall seed.
Yeah. So, I mean, you get to play Ovi. You get to see Ovi again. It's all about the opponent. Look, I'm not hopeful on this, although I don't think this is like an impossible thing yet. I mean, obviously it starts with a win tonight. Just the irony of them finishing the season with another 7-game winning streak. They would have 3 7-game winning streaks throughout the season.
Yeah.
They get to 89. Montreal plays 4 games after tonight. If they get a point per game, they would get to 89.
Montreal's the tiebreaker.
Montreal has the tiebreaker?
Currently has the tiebreaker.
Would the Wings, though? In that scenario, you're talking 5 more wins.
Yeah, I think the Wings may overtake the tiebreaker in that scenario because I think they have Montreal has 3 more regulation and overtime wins.
I mean, right now. I'm threading a perfect needle here for that to happen. Yeah. I mean, it's just...
Imagine losing last year on the tiebreaker and then getting in this year on a tiebreaker.
Right, and I think just the funny thing would be that this would be a team that had 3 7-game winning streaks. That's 21 wins, and you still only got to 89 points.
Look, they're a flawed hockey team. I think we've been all over it. Ticket Texture says it's not even just a must-win tonight. It's a must-win in regulation. They have to pull the game in the last 3 minutes if they're tied. Nick and Clarkston.
Pull the goalie, they're saying. Right?
What'd I say?
Pull the game.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Yeah. Pull the plug on the season. No, they got to pull their goalie if it's tied is what he's saying. Naturally, the Wings will win tonight, keep you dancing like a puppet, play alive, get you feeling good, and then crush you again, signed Steve.
Yeah.
What if this becomes a thing? They squeak in this song. They're just jamming. It becomes just like Gloria with St. Louis.
I'm hoping. No, I don't believe it's
I don't want
happen.
It to because I actually think that's Pearl Jam's most overrated song. But
that would have been a thing if they had found a way to win at all during the month of March.
May I throw a curveball at you guys? Yeah. A little fun on the fly.
Yeah.
What should be their song once they're eliminated? It doesn't have to be Pearl Jam. I mean, it could if it works.
What
I mean,
songs
black.
Have dead in them?
I mean,
Taps.
Black.
Taps.
No, something better than that.
No, I mean, if they lose tonight, we open the show with Taps tomorrow.
Probably.
Songs something from Stevie Nicks in honor of Stevie Y, maybe. I don't know.
That's going a little bit. That's a deep
too
cut.
Too deep.
Yeah.
Texter loves your point, John. This is a one-eye open game. Says that's the best way to describe tonight's Red Wing matchup. A one-eye open. Just kind of peeking.
Yeah.
A little nervous. Not really sure there's going to be any joy at the end of this deal, but keeping an eye on it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been checked out for weeks now. They just can't seem to make a run or show they're interested in making the playoffs. I'm ready for the season to be over and for you guys to be done talking about them. Chad in a truck. All right. I'll take it personally.
Are you done going to games?
I have no more games. Well, my next game at LCA would be a playoff game. Or it'll be the season opener next fall. It's one of the two. Pretty dramatic crossroads there.
Have you at any point had the car flags on this year? Maybe that's what we've been missing. A little bit of energy in the community started by one Jim Costa.
People told me they didn't want me to have the car flags after last year. Make up your mind, people.
Well, I mean, it hasn't worked this year either. So, I mean, what's the happy medium? If they win
John,
tonight.
Hear me out.
Tomorrow morning, can we see you pull in, soaring in with your car flag?
Maybe, but hear me out. Maybe, just maybe. I have no say in how this season's going to go.
Yeah, I know that.
Maybe, just maybe. Maybe just maybe they have their own issues beyond what's on my car. I'd wear them if it actually meant something. If it meant they could actually do this.
You'd wear them.
Sport them?
Yeah. You'd fly the flag.
I'd fly them.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Texter says, Wings must win tonight. If they do, Montreal folds and it's possible to get in. I'm a hardcore Wings fan. I've checked out. The Tigers have as many wins as the Wings since February 25th. Signed, Steve. Ouch. And I believe accurate. Six apiece.
Uh-huh.
Texter says, Creed, 6 feet from the edge.
Okay. Yeah.
And people are loving Javier Baze. They want to know where Javier Baze is coming from.
Oh. Yeah, that's Keegan-Michael Keyes. He did a lineup as the high school teacher, the Aaron style. Now, the rest of them were, I mean, he was put on the spot, right? I think he did a great job. I think he's hilarious.
I think Dylan Dingler's like Dylon or something. I mean, yeah, it's a whole bit. He did the bit on Key and Peele.
Yeah.
Texter says, you can't win a division in April, but you can hurt your chances. This is a breath of fresh air to not be climbing a tough hill to get back in. The Tigers look legit. With Javier Baze, how long does he have to perform halfway decent until we can pull a Trey Turner and cheer him on? I'm not saying he deserves it, but I'm saying at what point could you justify it, Terry in Rochester?
That might be the question of the day, is when does the production, and because it's not just at the plate, like he's been good in the field. The tag he had the other day, at second base to tag out Dylan Dingler made the throw. But the play yesterday, what was it, off of Holton's glove? That was a great play.
Okay, and we'll end with this. We have ticket textures on the songs that we should play for the Red Wings.
If they're eliminated?
If they're eliminated. Beck, Loser, Chris and Howell.
I'm a loser, baby.
Hurt by Nine Inch Nails when they're eliminated. Ty and Fenton. The Red Wings song. If eliminated from the playoffs, it should be the same old song and dance by Aerosmith.
We should have played that the month of March.
The Red Wings song should be Last Kiss by Pearl Jam once they're out of contention. Brandon in a truck.
A lot of Pearl Jam.
Yeah. And Mike in Clarkston hasn't given up. He says, All I Need Is a Miracle by Mike and the Mechanics.
That's exactly what it would be, too.